Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're glad you're here. We're glad Don Cooper's here. Don's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Actually, as I said earlier, he's a founding member of our Brain Trust. If you became a Brain Trust member in 98, that's the year we kind of started putting this thing together and thinking about it as a community. That qualifies you as a founding original member of the Brain Trust, and that's Don Cooper. He is the sales heretic, and he publishes an outstanding newsletter called Money, Marketing, and More, and he's one of the top experts on sales and customer care in the whole world. And he's our good friend, Don Cooper. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Great to be back.
As always. Hey, let me tell you a quick story. You may have heard me in the previous segment I was telling the audience. I went to a small business yesterday and bought two things. Ticket was totally $75, and for all that I was able to put both of the, he was able to put both of them in a small bag, and so he took my money, handed me the receipt, handed me the bag, and as I looked at him, he looked me right in the eye and he said, "There you go."
Like, I love it.
Like I'm glad we were able to make your life better today.
Right, exactly.
We're so glad that you recognize our preeminence in the marketplace. We're so wonderful. Nothing about thank you for being here. We know you have other options. Thank you for not buying it online. Thank you for giving us this money so they can help make my payroll. Nothing about that. Just there you go. What do you think, Don?
I think that is a common failing of too many businesses, both large and small. A lot of companies think that customer service is taking care of the customer's physical needs. You need a widget, they give you a widget. They think that's customer service.
There you go.
That's not it at all. Customer service is anticipating and satisfying a customer's physical needs and emotional needs. And that's the key.
Do people not realize that there's an emotional component making a purchase? Is that what happens? Businesses just completely lose that idea?
They don't realize that the customer has a whole basket of emotional needs.
I'm a little emotional about my money. I'm emotionally attached to my money.
Of course you are.
I'm giving it to you. So what's that?
Yeah. Every customer needs to feel certain ways. We're all looking for certain emotional things when we're shopping. And we're not necessarily conscious of those things. But if we don't get them, we'll leave. We'll go somewhere else. And that's something that customers won't tell you, but businesses need to be cognizant of.
Well, see, I drove home and I realized that I had this thing that I wanted. I needed two of them, and I knew that I could get it on the way home. Didn't have to have it yesterday, but I thought, I could probably buy it online. In fact, I could probably go and find a better selection online and have them shipped to me. And I thought, no, you know what? I'm here. I'm thinking about it. Let me just whip in here and see what they have. And so I was there. They had something pretty close to what I wanted. And I said, all right, I'll do this. But I had other choices.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the emotional needs we have is we want to feel appreciated for spending our money with any particular vendor. Mm-hmm. We don't want to feel taken advantage of. We don't want to feel taken for granted. We want to feel that the merchant, the vendor, the seller, whether it's a salesperson or a business owner, really appreciates us being there and spending our hard-earned money with them versus anybody else.
Yeah.
If we feel taken for granted, we'll go somewhere else.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what happens, I think. We may not go anywhere else because maybe that's the one that's on the way home or whatever, but the next time we have an opportunity to buy it online, at home at, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, we'll do that because we don't feel,
absolutely,
we won't feel any connection to the other people. We won't. So here I am. I'm on my laptop at home at 10 o'clock at night. I'm shopping around, and they have what this other company has. And if that person has said, hey, Jim, man, I really appreciate you coming in here. Your business means a lot to us. What else can I do to help you? Well, I'm going to think about him the next time I'm thinking about buying it online.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say, you know, I'd like to go back and visit with that guy again. He really values my business. That it makes a difference. Now, it may not make a difference to everybody, but it does to me.
Business owners ask me a lot, you know, how can we deal with the onslaught of online shopping? And shopping online is getting more and more convenient every day.
Yep.
Well, you've got to be able to provide an experience that you can't get shopping online. If there's no real difference between shopping with you and shopping on a website, well, I'll shop where it's cheaper.
Or easier.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got to be able to deliver all seven of the emotional needs a buyer has.
Well, Don, the thing is, this is why I don't let small business owners off the hook when they complain about Walmart. They probably think that I should be mad at Walmart because Walmart allegedly has killed a bunch of small businesses, right? And
right.
Ordinarily, you might think it would be intuitive to think that Jim Blassingame thinks that that I would be against that. I would be for the small business and against Walmart. But you know what? I'm not. Because I believe if Walmart kills your business, you allowed it to be killed. You didn't fight the right way. What do you think?
I agree, absolutely. One of the ways Walmart has succeeded is by exploiting the weaknesses of so many small businesses.
Yep.
Walmart creates a more convenient shopping experience, and they satisfy those emotional needs.
And they're cheaper probably, but they don't say thank you either at Walmart. But if I don't get a thank you from one person, from a small business, and I don't get a thank you from Walmart, and I can get it cheaper there, well, why don't I go to Walmart?
At the same time, there is one thing Walmart does that too many small businesses don't do. One of the emotional needs customers have is to feel welcome at a place. And who's the first person you encounter when you walk into a Walmart?
A welcoming person.
A greeter.
A greeter, right.
Whole job is to welcome you to the store.
That's what you and I are going to be doing one of these days, Don. You and I are going to be Walmart greeters. That's yes, that's a pretty cushy job if you think about it.
Not bad.
Hold on to that thought. Give us your website quickly.
DonCooper.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break, 20 after. We're going to talk about more of this emotional attachment to our money and to buying stuff right after these messages. Stay with us. It took me by
surprise. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.